Hi, Lynn's here. Hope you guys are doing great. So we are starting a new series on the Lindsay Morgan Snyder podcast, and it's really going back to the Letting Love In show on YouTube. So I'm going to be broadcasting a lot of the content on my podcast, but there is additional content on my YouTube channel. So I'd love for you to come on over to lettingloveinlive.com. And that will take you to the YouTube channel. So we're so excited. We're so excited to have you over there. And let's get to the show. The self-improvement movement. Okay, I know, guys. I know. Not all Christians like this. But here is what I know to be true. There is self-pity and there's self-improvement. And I kind of think that you get to choose. You know what I mean? And I don't know about some of you, but I was stuck in self-pity in so many areas of my life for so long. And I had brave friends kind of kindly and lovingly call me out about it. I had, you know, the Lord call me out about it. And, you know, I didn't really know what self-pity was or how destructive it was in my life and how I could do things to overcome my self-pity. And, you know, one of those things for me anyway was processing the pain, right? Because we feel sorry for ourselves because we're in pain about something, usually. Of course, there's exceptions, but typically there's been something that's happened, something that hasn't happened. So we feel sorry for ourselves. We feel a right to, like, you know, be sad about it. And the truth is, there is lament in the Bible. Like, there is grieving, you know, in psychology. I mean, it's very important to process your pain. If you've read my book, you know, I talk about the lie of pain, and I'm not saying that pain is a lie, but what I am saying in there is when I was in a Celebrate Recovery group for a time, you know, one of the things they said is all unprocessed pain is what leads to addiction. And I thought, wow, you know, and after that, I started learning slowly, baby steps, how to process my pain, right? Like, I would go through like a little, I dated a guy for 2 months, 3 months, you know, this is like 5, 6 years ago. And, you know, when it had to be done, which was sort of my doing, I was sad because I liked him, you know, but it wasn't healthy and for either of us probably. And so I had to break it off, but I was sad and I realized I had to process that pain. Well, how do you process pain? Well, there's lots of ways, but for me, I had to cry it out. I had to allow myself to feel the sadness, the disappointment, you know, the feelings that came with having to cut ties with this fella that I really liked. And, you know, since then, that was 5, 6 years ago. But since then, I've, you know, been better at processing my pain, but I still like get stuck, right? We all do. So I think processing your pain is one way to kind of move out of self-pity. But then there's another way. Like, if you've processed your pain, but you still get stuck in self-pity sometimes, there's something else we need to look at. We need to look at self-improvement, right? And I know Christians get a little weird about this because they're like, it's not about self, it's about God. Yes, I get that. But like, God, we co-labor with God, right? Like, there are some things God just does for us. And there are other things that we have to partner with God on, right? So I'm not talking about just like leaving God behind and going to figure things out inside yourself. Like, no, I'm talking about like, does self-improvement have to be, you know, opposite of, oh, this is terrible. What am I trying to say, Lord? Self-improvement does not have to be in opposition with God. It should be in conjunction with God. It should be a, God, help me to see what I need to do to improve my mindset, my heart, you know, my soul in this area, whatever area it is that you're feeling sorry for yourself in, you know? And I just think it's a way to combat self-pity is to take steps to improve that area of your life. So for me, I talk a lot about this, but, you know, romantic relationships, right? That is been my biggest fear all my life. So, you know, as I've started to really kind of step in to my heart and my mind in this area, you know, with God, you know, he's really like just shown me so many great things. Actually, I have a great story on my YouTube. You should bebop over there. It's like hilarious. When I was in Florence, Italy, like what God showed me about my heart and how I function with men. Oh yeah, it was like real. Hashtag real and real funny, because God is super funny. But anyway, you know, my example is like, if there's an area of your life that you feel sorry for yourself, like what if you thought about, you know, how can I improve myself in this area? What do I mean by that? I mean, for me, I started watching YouTube videos of some of these like relationship gurus that I honestly kind of used to make fun of. If I'm hashtag really honest with you, you know, I thought, oh, those people just want to manipulate. And, you know, I had all these like judgments against those people until I realized I probably need to learn a little bit. So, you know, I went over on YouTube and I started watching kind of a lot of those videos. And honestly, they were so helpful to me. And, you know, as I like open my heart more and more and really feel more ready to find, you know, my husband, with God, obviously not like running ahead of God. Like, I feel like God's kind of, you know, walking with me, holding my hand, like cheering me on, you know, holding me when, you know, I'm confused or whatever, but, or, you know, processing some pain or whatnot. But like, you know, part of me started to think like, maybe I need to invest, right? Like sometimes it's good to invest in yourself, right? And if you struggle with self-hatred or like false humility, you're gonna like possibly be triggered by what I'm saying, to be honest with you. But I get it, because I struggled with self-hatred most of my life and thought it was super selfish and thought, yeah, a lot of weird things. Anyway, I've had to kind of learn that taking care of myself is good stewardship, you know? And yeah, you don't do that like in a selfish way, but selfishness is different than, you know, caring for yourself and loving yourself the way God loves you, which is, you know, what I love to talk about. But one way that I think is really powerful and can be free if you don't have money to invest, although when you put money towards something, I mean, it really, I forget the old adage where they say like, show me your bank statement and I'll know, you know, where you're, sorry, another pun gone wrong there. But, you know, they're basically saying like, show me where you spend your money and I'll show you like what you value, kind of thing. That's, I think, the premise of the pun that I screwed up. But anyway, so, you know, saying all of that is to say that where we invest, you know, is where we want to go. And so even for me, I'm like, okay, Lord, like, you know, do you want me to invest in a program like The Heart of Dating, which is, you know, this darling girl that used to go to my church and now she's got this beautiful podcast and, you know, program and stuff? Or should I, you know, go back to therapy? Like, I want to grow in this area and I don't want to just sit around and feel sorry for myself and then be mad at God because he hasn't come through when God might be waiting for me and you, you know, like sometimes we do that, right? Like we feel sorry for ourselves. We're like, this isn't happening. You know, and again, like there's a grieving and there's a lamenting, which are very, very like healthy and biblical, but then there's a self-pity, which is not helpful to you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not gonna help you. Like, you can do it, but it's just gonna like not help you. So instead, why don't we leverage that, right? That self-pity into processing our pain if we need to do that, which is really powerful, lamenting, grieving. But if you've already kind of done that, and you still struggle with self-pity, leveraging that self-pity into self-improvement with the Lord, with the Lord. And, you know, that means taking a class, you know, on whatever it is you're feeling sorry for yourself in. If it's financial, I can't find a job, I can't make money, whatever. Like, well, can you invest in like some career counseling? Can you invest in like some understanding of how money works, you know? And, you know, obviously, like, I've gone through a period of not having any money. So I understand, like, being like, Linz, I don't got any money, you know, to, like, go invest in some class. And the truth is, I did spend my disposable income on learning type things because that's just high value for me. But also, there's YouTube and there's podcasts. It has like a bazillion hours of free content. And you can find specific, you know, things that you want to learn about to grow. And I believe that's going to take you out of self-pity because you're going to be leveraging your discouragement into something powerful, right? So that's what I wanted to come on the podcast and talk about today. And I just felt like the Lord gave that to me actually when I was in the shower, which is maybe random, but you know, I just felt this word like self-pity or self-improvement. Like we get to choose. We are free moral agents, you know, like we have free will. We can choose self-pity or self-improvement. Now, there's always like a dark side to all of this. We all know that, right? Like there's always cliffs you can fall off on all sides. You gotta stay straight and narrow. But it's true. Like you do have to follow Jesus. Like what's Jesus telling you to do? You know, what's Father telling you to do? What's Holy Spirit telling you to do? What are they leading you to do? You know, to if you ask them this, like, hey, God, I'm struggling with self-pity. What can I do in order to move out of this, right? And, you know, I believe he's going to highlight something to you. I believe he's going to speak to you. I believe he's going to bring something across your path, bring a friend into your world to share something. He answers prayers, guys. He answers prayers, especially prayers like that, especially prayers of like, God, what do you want me to do about this issue in my life? He will give you wisdom. James 1:5, my favorite scripture in the whole Bible. If you lack wisdom, God will give it to you without measure. Like it's the greatest promise. Like, are you kidding me? Like the one who has all the wisdom, we just have to ask him and he'll tell us. Like, it's amazing, right? So he does it differently, you know, for different times. And, you know, sometimes it takes some practice to kind of get into a rhythm of this, but it's just the truth. So we can stand on that. So anyway, but I wanted to just come on and share that with you. I'm going to pray for us, myself included, because I'm with you on the journey. You know, we're all in our different places of what we want to grow in, what we need to grow in, you know. And, you know, again, there's always ditches, right? So there's always like, you know, you go too far. Yeah, I've done this. You go too far into the self-improvement movement, even with God. And like, you know, for me, I was trying to fix myself because I struggled with a little bit of codependency in a way. And so in codependency, you typically like take on responsibility for things that aren't your responsibility, or the form of codependency I had. Like I felt like other people's problems were my problems when they weren't my problems, but I would take on that like burden for them. And then it was just all the way unhealthy. Now the Bible says like, you know, carry each other's burdens, but it's carry each other's burdens like to God, you know what I mean? Like in prayer or, you know, being supportive or whatnot, but not like carry their burden around on your back with you, which is totally what I would do. So anyway, my point is that's what codependency can look like. And that's what it looked like in my life. And so for me, I was trying to fix myself a little too much. And God showed me because I was doing it with God. So at one point he said, hey, Linz, your codependency is kind of sneaking in and like causing you to try to fix yourself. Not okay. So there's a difference between fixing yourself, right? Because that means there's something wrong with you, or improving yourself, right? Like growing, you know, like that's very biblical, right? Like God prunes us in order to like make us more fruitful. He wants us to grow up in him, mature in him. So self-improvement with God is growth. It's development. You know, we are developing into more of who he created us to be. Fixing ourselves means, oh, there's something wrong with me that I need to fix so that I'm okay. Those are on the opposite spectrums, right? But they feel like they're kind of similar. So that's why I really like to define that for you. So Anyway, I really hope this podcast helped you. You found value in it. I would love for you to leave a review on my podcast on Apple. It actually really helps other people find the podcast and find the content. So if this helped you, please, 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 please write a review. That would be so amazing. So I will pray for us now, and then we'll see you next week. Well, we won't see you, but we will chat with you. So, Father God, I thank you for being such a good and kind dad. Thank you for wanting your children to grow and develop and just become all you created them to be, God. That is so your heart and your one of your desires is that your kids would become who you knit them together in their mother's womb to become. Like, you had such a beautiful plan for each person. No one's excluded. You had a beautiful plan for each person, and you knit them together in their mother's womb with that plan in mind, God. And then you love process, right? You love process. We see it all through the scripture, God, that you take us through a process so that we can literally do what we were created to do on earth, God, to bring you glory, Father. So I pray for each of my friends listening on the podcast, God. I pray that you would begin to show them, Lord, show them the next step for them. Lord, if it's a mindset situation they're having, you know, just with a certain, you know, XYZ problem, would you show them some insight into that, Lord? We just ask for your wisdom in that. We ask for your wisdom in anything holding people back and anything causing self-pity. And we ask for you to show them how to shift it into self-improvement, how to leverage that bad thing into a good thing, God, because you are a master at that and we are made in your image. So we should be pretty good at that too, God. So I bless my friends. I thank you so much, God, for who you have created us all to be. And thank you for your love. Most of all, it is what sustains us. I bless you, Jesus. And I pray this all in your powerful name. Amen. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Love you so much. Would love for you to check out the show notes. It's got all the latest and greatest when it comes to what we're doing over here. So check it out, and we will talk to you next time. Love, much love, always so much love.